Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays podcast. Everybody, I want y'all to know, all my followers, all my supporters, I love you. And I want to say I appreciate you for coming in on Wednesdays. I know I've been kind of taking some breaks. I had a major conference on September the 9th, which was my birthday. I turned 37. I am just really thankful to the Lord that I saw another year. I had a successful conference called Kingdom Shifters. And if you have some time and you have some availability, you can log in to YouTube and upload my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel called Highly Blessed Divine Ministries. Now, it's not the typical spelling. It's highly, of course, that's the normal spelling. H-I-G-H-L-Y, then bless, which is B-L-E-S-S, not with the E-D. And then I have divine. I know some people say D-E, but I have a D-I-V-I-N-E. Then ministries with the R-I-E-S at the end. So you spell out that. You will find my pages as a purple logo, and it'll show on the logo, Highly Blessed Divine Ministries. All right. So other than that, that's that. Now, my birthday was successful, had a wonderful conference, and definitely, you know, hit the on the YouTube channel, you know, subscribe, hit the bell so you can get all the postings. You can watch as much videos. I have preached, I have taught Bible study, I have did many things, many conferences before. So definitely you're welcome to listen to that, watch it, anything like that. So I want to say thank you for that. So that's that Kingdom Shifters Conference. That's the last conference I did. I know some people was asking me. They was like, you know, pastor, I didn't know. I knew you was a minister. I know you was a pastor. I didn't know you was a pastor. I said, yeah, I have my own ministry, blah, blah, blah. But I'm a transparent preacher. Okay. I don't sugarcoat anything. So I have been asked several times. So I just want to just have a blunt day today. Talk to my people and let y'all know that I love you. So if anybody wants to know me, okay, I'm gonna give you the accolades. If you want to know all the accolades, I will give you all the accolades, but there's nothing compared to being a child of the Lord. Okay, so whether you know him as Yahshua, Jesus, you know, in the Hebrew his name was Yahshua HaMashiach. And you got different translations. I don't know all of them, but I know him as Jesus and I know him as Yahshua HaMashiach. That's Jesus. Okay. God, I know him as Yahweh. I know him as Elohim. I know him as all those good things. Okay. But at the end of the day, he is awesome to me and I love him. I love the precious Holy Spirit and her great work. Okay. So that is out the way. Now, I am originally, look, I am a single woman. My name is Angel Marie Williams. Okay. The accolades. All right. We're going to go down the history with this thing. Okay. I was appointed as an apostle. So I am an apostle. I'm also a doctor. I got my doctorate degree in theology. I have my master's degree in Christian counseling. I have my bachelor's degree in humanities, and I went to the School of the Great Commission. I also got biblical studies in the beginning from Morris College extension program. I went to Midlands Tech. I didn't graduate. I was going to school for nursing. I went to Beta Tech. I got a computer administration specialist certificate. So I got that degree as well. That's like an associate's. I got that. Okay. So that's my accolades. All right. I have had several trainings. I have worked under many different ministries, all that. Okay. Born prophet, prophetess as a lady. So it is what it is. Okay. So I have been ordained as a prophetess. I have been licensed as a minister and also a reverend. I've been ordained as a reverend. There's so many accolades. So when it comes down to different communities, I am a reverend. They'll say Reverend Dr. Angel M. Williams. Fivefold Ministry will say Apostle Dr. Angel M. Williams. Either or, I am just a child of the King, serving him, being obedient, even though I have had some hard head times. Okay. So I got to be real with you. I am an author. I'm working on my next two books, but I have one book out there that's called Overcoming Your Wilderness Experience, 31 Day Self-Reflection Journal. I am currently working on that to get it digitally where you can kind of hear me speak and versus, it's just funny. You can hear me speak it versus, you know, you can purchase the book. Now you have, I tell people all the time, I'd rather you purchase the book and read it so you can write in the book. Okay. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, it was written and I'm working on doing the auto part now. Okay. So that's that. Now, I don't talk about many things on my podcast. So as you can go through the old recordings and look at it and laugh, but I have used to ask the questions. It used to be all type of questions. We used to get real raw on here. I'm still raw. I'm still the same individual. A lot of people want to know, are you dating? I was dating at one time. You know, I thought it was a nice guy, but it ended up being he was a counterfeit. He wasn't a person that was ready to be in a relationship. You know how it's weird. Like men think that I guess they can get with me and they end up trying to they say, OK, well, I just take my time and trying to be with her, blah, blah, blah. And once they get with me, it's too much for them. Okay. When you're a woman and you got yourself together where I'm not walking around here with an airhead. I have education. I have standards. I love the Lord. And I'm not settling for a person that do not value the Lord and have respect for him. I'm not lowering myself by fornicating with you. I want a family. I want a solid marriage where we can serve the Lord together. We can serve each other. We can have our children and have our family and build our home. Like I'm that type of woman. I don't have a problem with getting to the trenches, but I need to know you got a vision. Do you have a vision? How you gonna lead me? Okay, can you take care of me? That's all I'm asking. I ain't saying you got to have $1 million, but do you have enough to handle being the leader? That's all I'm saying, you know. But other than that, I'm a real simple woman. Don't ask for much, but at the same time, I'm not selling for no foolishness. I'm not about to be nobody one night stand. I'm not about to be playing with people out here in these streets. I am a woman that loves the Lord and I ain't settling. You hear me? So that's that. So don't y'all laugh at me. But this people ask me this all the time. Constant people be in my inbox trying to play with me. I'm like, look, do I look like I have time to play with you? Do I look like I have, like now I'm trying to walk into a scam? Do I look like I'm interested in that mess? No. So leave me alone. But you know, it is what it is. But anyway, today what I want to talk about is, and we have talked about it before, when it talks about, you know, transitioning, we talked about walking into your new, but remaining who you are. That's what I want to talk about. Remaining who you are. Now, I'm not saying don't change, because change is good. But remain when I mean as in being remaining, when you choose to be a child of the King, remain in holiness. Remain in holding yourself accountable and not allowing yourself to get too far out the deep. In other words, know things that's going to be challenging to you and avoid those things. Like with me, I don't have a problem with going out on a date with anybody, but it's that quality time when you spending time at night, you cuddling, this, that, and the third. That's a little bit too much for me right now. All right. I'm a single woman. Do I want a husband? Yes. All right. But I ain't about to sit here and be playing with nobody and getting all emotional with nobody. No, you ain't about to lead me to have sex. No, Okay, we can go to the movies on the daytime. We can go to the park. We can go to the coffee shop. We can go to get some lunch. We can go walk in the park. We can go to amusement park. We can do something simple. It don't take a lot to make a woman smile. Look, I tell people all the time, like, look, I'm remaining holy. That means I ain't having sex before marriage. I'm not about to play with your heart. You know, what are you here for? If you're looking at me, I understand men, you know, when they look at the woman, they're attracted to them. I get all of that. But get to know my heart. Get to know the woman that I am. So I'm remaining who I am. I'm a godly woman. I'm open to have conversations. I'm open to communicating and building friendships. But at the same time, I'm not allowing myself to fall off in the deep, to go the wrong direction. I'm remaining who I am. I'm keeping my righteousness. I'm keeping my holiness. I'm keeping myself pure and clean. Okay? Now, when it comes down to my past, that's my past. I don't repent. I don't move from my past. I'm no longer in my past. I'm moving forward in life. And that's where we need to be. Moving forward in life. And if you're already married and you used to do things out the way, then that you need to get yourself back into say, okay, you know, let me respect my husband. Let me love my wife. Right. Let me get myself in order. What can I start in changing? Instead of trying to point the finger and beat on somebody, you got to hold yourself accountable. And then once you hold yourself accountable and make the proper changes, your mate will see that you're making those changes and they're going to dim me down and say, okay, what do I need to do? What are you doing? Okay, we got to learn how to draw near to the Lord. The Lord teaches us how to be. He teaches us how to walk. Y'all, he teaches us how to pray. He teaches us how to love. We got to get back to loving each other right. Loving each other right. Treating each other with respect. Ladies, and this is, and you know, people look at me, well, you ain't married. Okay, I'm not married, but I have godly wisdom. And one thing I know with men that they need to feel respected. They need to feel safe. People say, well, women need to feel safe. Yeah, we need to feel safe. But really, men need to feel safe as well. Can that man be vulnerable with you without you sharing his business on Front Street? Can he be vulnerable with you? If the man need healing, help that man, pray that man into his healing. Until the Lord is able to mend and mend, because sometimes, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, your heart got to be broken in order for it to heal. It has to break. A lot of people feel like, oh, well, no, I'm strong all my life. A person scare me when they say they never been heartbroken before. If you ain't never been heartbroken before, how can you teach a person how to mend their heart? I don't understand that with people. I ain't never been heartbroken. You ain't never been heartbroken, baby. You need to go back. I'm scared of you. I am scared of you. All right. I'm scared for you because I want you to be the best that you can be. But a lot of people try to act all macho like they ain't never been heartbroken. You wearing your heart on your sleeve. You always in your feelings or, you know, being evil. I'm not that. I'm just a woman that know who I am and I trust the Lord enough to say, okay, I can be transparent. I can be human. I have feelings. So I know if something's bothering me, I can tell the people something is bothering me. Be honest about how you feel. Be honest. You know, be honest. Tell the truth. It's okay. The Lord is love and he wants us to be the best that we can be. Man, marriages, and this is not a black and white thing, but at the same time, black folks back then, we were the idols of, I ain't gonna say being an idol, but you was the ideal person, people to look at for marriage because their unions were strong. You got other nationalities, unions is not as stronger than ours now. They got a bond. They respect each other. They love each other. And that's what it is. You don't see too many divorces on there, but soon people get married for the wrong reasons. We got to choose each other, you know, and that's all I got to say. But it's this. We got to remain the same. Stay encouraged. Don't allow nobody to make you less than what the Lord has for you. Stand in your truth. Be who you are and stand. Be obedient to the Lord. OK, be obedient to the Lord. Do what the Lord tell you to do. Get your heart right, ladies.
The Lord is going to make you whole. You're going to be whole before your husband finds you. Okay? The husband is complete when he finds his wife. Because he got his helpmate that's going to help him, support him, push him. Come on here, y'all. We got to be there. We got to be ready. Are you ready to be a wife? Ladies that's single, are you ready to be a wife for real? It's more than just having sex. It's more. Look here, you got to pray for that man. And I know a lot of people going about like going at these vows and stuff and what they're saying for sickness and their health. But look here. We got to pray against sickness. We got to come against sickness and attacks from the enemy. We got to pray against these things, y'all. We got to speak life over each other. So that's all I wanted to say, y'all, today. But I want to let y'all know, I thank y'all for supporting me. I thank you for, you know, just coming on. The ones that's logging on YouTube, I do Royal Wednesdays at night as well. I'm getting back into the podcasting, so I'm going to start doing the podcasting live at night on Wednesdays, like at 7. I don't go live on YouTube, but I record it and post it on YouTube. So if you want to watch the other previous recordings, you can. But definitely, yeah, subscribe to my YouTube, come to my TikTok, support me on all of those platforms. If you're able to log on and subscribe, I appreciate you. I love you for it, you know. But a lot of people, they say a lot of stuff, but people don't really be supporting each other. You know, we got to support each other, you know. But other than that, y'all, I love you. I appreciate you. And I pray that all is well with you. And definitely, definitely, definitely remember, regardless of what, put the Lord first. Amen. Put him first. So let me pray for you. Father, I just want to say I thank you. I love you. And I praise you for everyone that's going to listen to this play back. Father, I ask that you continue to anoint them in their life. Anoint them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, if there's anything that's in their heart or in their mind that's not of you, we ask that you remove it right now. And we plead the blood of Yahshua over your children. We plead the blood of Jesus over your children. We ask that your will be done in their life. Continue to guide them, lead them, and protect them. Continue to strengthen their walk with you. And we ask that your will be done in their life. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. I love y'all. God bless you and stay encouraged.